So why don't we go backwards to item number two? Mr. Harris, here you are.
So a couple of things, just to introduce staff, of course, Jessica Jarre, Council, Michael Thomas, AEO, and myself to help the board out today. Next item is awards, and we actually, there's two staff that are going to be recognized today, one through our normal award process, but I want to make a comment about the young lady sitting to my right, Angela Schroeder, and just let everyone know that this past Saturday, at its annual meeting, the Professional Engineers in California Government presented Angela with its Professional Achievement Award for her work on the ag order. And this award typically is presented to staff for larger or cutting-edge infrastructure projects or for staffs whose careers have been dedicated to infrastructure projects. So we're very pleased to see that PEG is recognizing the difficult and important work that the regulatory agencies such as the water boards are now pursuing concerning ag and other areas. So I would like to congratulate Angela and her team for the many years of hard work, and I think the timing of the award is very appropriate considering what we've been through the last couple of months, considering the petitions and also where we are in terms of implementing the order right now. So I want to congratulate Angela. Nice job. And now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well deserved, I might add.
So now it's Angela's turn to present an award to one of her very hardworking, dedicated, and talented staff.
Thank you, Chairman Young, members of the board. So I'm going to ask Hector Hernandez to stand up, and I'm going to sit down and meet the stand up, and Ken can present this award to you. I'm very pleased today to present a Superior Accomplishment Award to Hector Hernandez. Hector is a water resources control engineer and has been with the Central Coast Water Board for 24 years. Currently, he's one of the lead staff in the Ag Program. And currently, Hector is receiving the Superior Accomplishment Award for his recent work to develop a cleanup and abatement order that requires a discharger to provide safe drinking water to the disadvantaged farm worker community of San Lucas, whose well became impacted due to nitrate from fertilizers. Hector worked closely with the affected community, the responsible landowner, and the responsible grower to require a workable solution. The cleanup and abatement order is the first of its kind that the Water Board has issued for irrigated agriculture. Hector's outstanding work resulted in the responsible parties proactively agreeing to provide replacement water to the community, and I think it's worth noting that in this case, the discharger actually expressed thank you to Hector for his sincere efforts to work in a positive, collaborative manner. We are very fortunate to have Hector, and congratulations.
So, board members, if you want to come up, we'll get a picture of you with with Hector. I'm not sure where we'll do this, but...
Everybody who doesn't use it. John Pierre is looking for somebody he can stand behind here.
It's always nice to recognize staff when they do such exemplary work. Okay. Yes.
Before you go on, I noticed that several of the board members did not have the actual agenda, the current agenda. It was revised. So I passed out. I gave one to you, Russ. I gave one to you, Jeff. Mr. Jordan, Mr. Delgado, I gave you updated agendas. Mr. Johnson, you
ten, mine says 10-8-13 in the top left. Is that right? We're not sure. I'll just take another one. It's already printed.
I don't. Item number 10 is office relocation. You have the correct agenda.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I do. Here, you can have this one.
We're going to blame the snafu on state board. They kept having power outages this last month, so all the computer systems went down, the servers went down, and
by the way, I got mine mailed to me, no problem. It was just so thin that I didn't recognize it. I got it.
Okay. Any other awards? Mr. Harris?
No.
Okay. Have we approved the minutes? We did do that? Okay. And
we're at item number six now, Mr. Chair.
Okay. What about five? Is Steve Moore not?
He is not here.
He's not here. Not phoning in either?
No.
Okay.